Oh, man, it's going to be one of those days. I can tell already. I can just tell already. Welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday. It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, yes.
Having a day off messes with my head. Mm. All right, so it's Wednesday. It's about 10 minutes, 12 minutes after 5 in the a.m. Thank you for letting us be a part of your day. Tom's on a rant already. Well, yeah, we ought to wait to talk about Sterling.
Okay,
for the,
we can wait. That's fine.
For the sports thing, but it's clear that you think money is the motivator of all things. That money solves it all. That money should be the reason why you do things.
No, but you don't turn down stupid money when you're suffering from pancreatic cancer and you're going to spend your last years in litigation, in court. I thought he had
testicular cancer.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. Okay.
It's something that's going to kill him eventually here.
Testicular cancer is treatable and survival. Pancreatic cancer is...
The word that came out yesterday is that one of the offers for the team is going to be $2.5 billion.
You know, as my father would say, it's the principle of the thing.
Yeah. The principle of the thing. Donald Sterling is going to be enriched, regardless of what happens, for being an ass.
Well, it's not money for him. For him, it's not money. It's the fact that he feels he shouldn't be forced to sell.
As an owner in the NBA, he signed the deal that said, all right, we'll let you into the league, but remember, we have the right to take your team away if you do something stupid.
Well,
that's part of the deal of being an NBA owner and being a member of that exclusive club.
Mm, all right. Well, I'm just saying, I don't think they should force him to sell.
$2.5 billion. That's a B. Billion with a B.
I know. All right. But I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but money does not solve all problems.
Well, that's true. He'll still be a jerk.
Yes.
No matter how much money he has.
Yes, that's true.
You know
true.
Where he is? You hear our talk show host on Sunday. He's our money expert. His name is Bob Brinker. He gives investment advice. He says the land of critical mass is where you have enough money to meet all of your needs, and that money is just suddenly a way of keeping score. Obviously, Donald Sterling is in the land of critical mass.
Yeah.
The $2.5 billion doesn't mean anything.
No, he doesn't care about
his ex-wife or his estranged wife probably thinks differently.
Maybe.
No, the ego of being an NBA owner, of getting that courtside seat and getting to
perks.
Trade contracts and you know, run the team and compete against other teams, that's the juice in it for him. It's not the value of
you're
the
probably
franchise.
Right. You know, I had... It's interesting you mentioned that. When I was a financial advisor, yes, there was a definitive, and it wasn't an exact set amount of money. It varied from client to client. There were some clients, usually if they were in the income range of $100,000, $150,000 a year, they thought they were very important. They thought their money was impressive, et cetera. When I would have clients that would go, their annual income was in excess of $300,000, $400,000 a year, especially if they were making more. Most of them didn't care about the money. The money was a tool. It wasn't the meaning of their life. And it was very interesting to see the differentiate. When you're making just enough to be impressive, you know, hey, I can buy the Rolex. Hey, I can drive a almost new Mercedes. Then you think you're impressive. Then you think you're impressive.
Not after, quite critical mass.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, exactly. But when you're, it's like, oh, yeah, I got another Bentley. So, you know.
Right. At a higher level, the money is the vehicle to make your dreams reality.
Yeah, and then you start doing something with it. You start, you're
having V. Stefiano on your arm, for instance.
Or if you're Bill and Melinda Gates, you decide to solve a problem like inoculating every child in the world. Big problems like that.
And causing world global socialism
like
with Common Core.
Here we go.
Bill and Melinda Gates, supporters of the boondoggle.
That's a critical mass undertaking. That's I have a dream of I can kill the mosquitoes that carry malaria to those poor kids in Africa. Yeah. And, oh, look, I have the means to bring that dream into reality somehow.
Absolutely. And for that, I applaud them. And I think that is a wise use of the cash. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. This is your favorite morning show program, and we'll prove to you why after this.
Being funny's never helped me get the first date, and I've tried like to impress a girl with my sense of humor. It usually backfires. January of 05, I will never forget this day as long as I live. There's this girl in front of Victoria's Secret, and she stops me when I'm walking by. She's like, excuse me, sir, are you shopping for a wife or girlfriend today? And I was like, no, why? She goes, well, we're having an after Christmas sale and all of our bras are 50% off. To which I said, I like when your bras are 100% off, right? I mean, that quick. I was proud as I'm not going to lie to you people. I thought I hit a home run, you know? Not because it's that funny, but the timing was impeccable. And she didn't get it. She didn't even get it. She's like, 100%, that's stupid, okay? Because then they'd be free. And I'm like, that's one way of putting it. You know, at that point, they would actually be free. Which just got her even more confused. She's like, hang on a second. Becky, I just want to run this by my manager because I'm a little confused right now. Like, I just started. Maybe there's a deal I don't know about where you got one. So Becky, this guy says he thinks our bras should be 100% off. And the other girl's like, really? Then we wouldn't make any money. And I'm like, bullshit. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're wrong. I beg to differ. And she's like, what's differ? What'd you say? I don't know. You said you'd beg for it. What the f*** is wrong with you two? I'm funny. I thought that's what you wanted. I could have been in the gym working out, but I was writing jokes instead, and now look.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.